what's not bread. Okay. But in order to do that, we have to understand first what bread is be'ikr, at least that much. Bread is something made with one of the five grains that the Torah mentions are the ikr grains, which is wheat and barley and chita, sa'ora, and the shibola shu'al, and rye, and spelt, and there's one more. And oats, rye, spelt, barley, and wheat. Right, barley and wheat. That's made into flour and mixed with water and baked. That is bread. Why is bread special? Because in most of the world, even though there are places in the world that that's not true, in most of the world that is the staple of life. Right? Meals are built around bread. Right? A meal is called breaking bread, even by the Goyim, not just by Jews. So the Torah said that that is the staple of life, and therefore it's soed. It itself is the main thing of the meal, and it is the main nourishment of a person, and unless you're on a diet, and therefore what's it called? It is such a special bracha to itself. That is bread. Flour made out of one of the five grains, mixed with water and baked. Bread. Okay. It can come in all shapes and sizes. If it has that condition, it's bread. Now what happens if you take those five grains and you mix them with water, but you don't bake them? You do something else to them. You boil them. You fry them. Okay? They're not baked. Then, under certain circumstances, that's not bread. Okay. Another possibility. You mix flour, but not with water. You mix it with something else other than water. Fruit juice. You mix it with oil. You mix it with eggs. Right? Something other than water. And you bake it. It's also, what's it called? Not bread. Okay? That is called mazonos. Or, there's another possibility, and this is not so clear. This is a machlokus, whether this condition exists or not. You make something with a bread recipe. Flour, water, baked. But it's something that people do not use as a staple of their meal. They only use it for a snack. Example. Soft pretzels. Okay? That they sell in the malls or whatever. And use a hechsher. But it's made basically many times with flour and water and what's it called and baked. However, there is a shita that holds that you do not make a motzi on that, because people do not eat that as the mainstay of a meal. They eat it as a snack. It's made for a snack. So there are opinions that hold that even though the rigid definition of what is bread, that's a call, and what's not bread is defined by the ingredients and the manner that you bake it, cook it, fry it, or whatever, there is another condition that's not really mentioned anywhere, that it is not, what's it called, made in a way that people eat it as bread, even though it is bread, but it's not the kind of bread that you eat like bread. You only eat it as a snack. Okay, we'll see as we go on what those things are. We'll go through a whole list of things eventually. First you have to get the clothing down. There's one other condition that makes something not bread, and that is that it is flour and water, it's baked, but it is baked very thin, crisp, and not like bread that's chewy or whatever. Very like crackers. Okay, that's another condition. And there's another condition. And that is you make a bread crust, but you fill it with fruit or other things. And then the fact that it's filled with fruit takes away its nature of bread, because that's not something you eat as a meal, something you eat again as a snack. But it's not just because you eat it as a snack. There's something in the ingredients that make it to eat in a snack, the fact that it's filled. Pie. You have a pie crust. I don't know if they make pie crust like that, but you have a pie crust that is totally flour and water, no shortening or minimal amount of whatever, sugar or whatever other things, and we'll see how much of the other things you need to make it not bread. But it's made with a total, an example, a knish. Right? A knish can have a covering that's real bread covering, except it's filled with potatoes. Even better, let's forget about the potatoes now, you have a cherry knish. It's filled with cheese. No good either. It's real cherry knish with cherries in it. Okay? Later on you'll understand why the other things were a problem. Cherries. You have cherries filled in a dough that is basically a bread dough. That also is mezonos. Pas habobekisni. All these things are called pas habobekisni. And there are basically three ways that something can be not bread and be called pas habobekisni. On pas habobekisni, you don't make a motzi. You make a bari min mezonos, and you don't bench after you eat it under regular circumstances. We'll see there are times that you would make a motzi and bench on it, right? But right now we're not going to get complicated with that. But normally, if you eat just a small amount, right, you make a mezonos and you make an alamichya at the end. You eat a kazayis, you make a motzi, even if you don't eat a kazayis, you make a mezonos. If you don't eat a kazayis, you make a mezonos. And if you eat a kazayis, you make a alamichya, not benching. Okay. Three possibilities, according to everybody, right, that those three possibilities exist. A fourth possibility, according to some people. First one, that you took the bread dough and you making it like a bread, you made it like a cracker. It's very crisp, right? Matzah lechora would fit into that thing. Okay, we'll see that. Therefore, svar they make a mezonos on matzah except during Pesach, because Pesach makes it its staple bread. But during the year, it's a crisp thing. It's not like bread. And they make a mezonos on matzah. And don't bench on it. Ashkenazim, we'll see, have a different sheath. We told you have to wash the whole year on matzah. Because it's mamish bread. Because bread on Pesach is bread during the year too. Or you made a bread dough and filled it with fruit. That's another way. You can only make a mezonos on that and an alamichi at the end. Or you didn't make a bread dough. You made a dough with the five grains, but you didn't make it with water. You made it with a majority of fruit juice, oil, eggs, or a combination of them. Okay, we'll see what the condition, how much you have to do, and how it has to taste, or whatever. That's a separate detail. Those three things are called pas habobekisni. And we are machmir. Why that's called the chumrah is a shaila. Not to make a motzi on any one of them, even though they're three different opinions, and they may not hold of each other, right? But unless it doesn't have any of those conditions, we make a mezonos. In other words, if it's a cracker, okay, made with exactly the same ingredients as bread, but baked very thin and crisp, we make a mezonos on that. If it is filled with fruit, even if the outside is mamish a bread dough, baked, water, flour, we make a mezonos on that. And if it was not made with water, but made with a majority of some other liquid, right, we also make a mezonos on that. Those are the three possible bekisnin. To add the fourth one, even if it's totally a bread dough, not filled, not crisp, not what's it called, made with anything but water, but it's made in such a way that people don't eat that thing as bread. but eat it as a snack, that's a fourth possibility that many posts can hold of, and you only make a mizonos on that also. That is, in a nutshell, okay, pasabah b'kisni. Okay, what we have to do in the shiurim to come is to elaborate on each one of these things. What are the conditions? Which is what we will do in Yitzhak Hashem coming up.